The Truth News Network. They're listening in Moscow. They're listening in Berlin. They're listening in Hanoi. Where are you? You're on TNN, the Truth News Network, with Dan Newman.
No matter which side of the water you are on, our side or the other side, going either way, we're glad you joined us here today at Truth News Network. I'm Dan Newman. Thanks for being here. And we're talking about the Inspector General today, Michael Horowitz, Inspector General of the Department of Justice, part two of his reports. Conservatives for months have been waiting breathlessly for the release of the Horowitz report on the sources of the basis for the inception of the FBI investigation into collusion with the Russians by the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. Horowitz is the IG of the DOJ. That sounds kind of funny, the IG of the DOJ, Inspector General of the Department of Justice. His report on all that was expected for release in the late spring of 2019. Lots of delays. Finally, it looks like release date is Monday, December 9th. Supposedly, delays are results of witnesses who, for whatever reason or reasons, did not cooperate with Horowitz regarding testimony early in the investigation, decided to come forward late. They're doing so as rumored to be because of fear of federal prosecutor John Durham, who was tasked by Attorney General William Barr to investigate all the 2016 and 2017 matters, the election, the Clinton Foundation, FISA warrant applications, and all details about the warrants, and who the players were in the surveillance of members of the Trump campaign by the FBI, are all being scrutinized by Durham. Unlike Horowitz, Durham has subpoena power. He can convene grand juries, and probably already has, interrogate witnesses, and has wide latitude to obtain evidence of wrongdoing. It's expected many who are included in the Horowitz report are subjects of Durham's investigation. They are choosing to cooperate with Horowitz now so as to not make themselves Durham's targets for any lack of cooperation. Just a week after Justice Department Inspector General Horowitz's report on the Obama administration spying on the Trump campaign in 2016 was published, the Washington Post released another supposed leak, lots of those leaks. AG William Barr would disagree with the Inspector General that Obama officials and agents were justified in spying on Trump's campaign and Trump's transition team. That's according to the Washington Post report. Barr may include a formal letter in the report or may publicly state his concern or concerns. According to those leaks, behind the scenes at the DOJ, there appears to be a disagreement over one of Horowitz's central conclusions about the origins of the Russia investigation. The conflict could be the beginning of a significant rift within the federal agency over the controversial issue of investigating a presidential campaign. Attorney General Barr told Associates he disagrees with the Justice Department Inspector General on one of the key findings in that report, that the FBI had enough information in July of 2016 to justify launching an investigation into Trump's campaign members. A.G. Barr has not been influenced by Horowitz's logic to conclude that the FBI had a sufficient basis to open an investigation on July 31st of 2016. Horowitz will testify in the Senate on December 11th about his findings of the investigation into possible FISA abuses. For more than a year and a half, Inspector Horowitz has been investigating an alleged abuse of FISA by the Obama Justice Department and FBI during the 2016 elections against President Trump. But the report is more than just a FISA abuse report. It's a whole conspiracy campaign against President Trump, orchestrated by the Democratic Party in cooperation with U.S. intelligence agencies. The Horowitz report will also likely result in the declassification of documents requested by high-ranking Republican legislators for several years. Republicans and President Trump have argued that the FBI's alleged FISA abuses, which occurred when the federal agency sought criminal links between Trump's campaign team and Russia during the 2016 presidential campaign, were politically motivated. In fact, in recent months, several documents have been uncovered that corroborate those claims. For example, text messages obtained by Fox News showed that before the FISA application was approved, FBI agents were dealing with a senior Justice Department official who had continued concerns about possible bias of a source pivotal to the application. The 2016 messages sent between Lisa Page and then FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe also revealed that members of the Intelligence Bureau circulated at least two anti-Trump blog articles. These text messages were based in part on information from former British spy Christopher Steele, who cited Page's alleged links to Russia. The FBI assured the FISA court that the media independently corroborated Steele's claims, but it later came to light that Steele had previously leaked those data points to the press. The FBI did not clearly state that Steele worked for a company hired by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee, known otherwise as the DNC. Much of the Steele dossier has been discredited or unfounded. In fact, the extensive report by Special Counsel Robert Mueller found no evidence of alleged collusion between Trump's campaign members and the Kremlin. So therefore, the big question upon the FISA warrants and the information that was included to justify electronic surveillance that was approved by the FISA court. The disagreement. What is the disagreement? Reports have surfaced that Attorney General Barr is basically saying that Inspector General Horowitz, confined as he is to examine issues related to the DOJ, doesn't have the same information he and Durham have uncovered as to what other agencies such as the CIA and entities may have been doing during the investigation. He doesn't have all the information, Barr says, about Horowitz, so his conclusion might be appropriate within the limited parameters he had to work with. But, according to Barr, there's more to the story. That's the disagreement. It's not a slam against Horowitz, nor is it a slam against the report, only an acknowledgement, and a necessary one, given the spin doctoring that's been happening in the lead-up to the report's release, that Horowitz was limited in the scope of his investigation. The behavior is actually how governing is supposed to work, with the players showing respect for each other's roles and taking care not to step on each other's toes. The Obama administration had a different view of how the intelligence agencies were supposed to work, and Attorney General Barr seems to be thinking back to a time before super sharing between agencies was a thing. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham warned that if you believe Horowitz and Barr are at odds with each other in their upcoming reports, you're buying into the spin. Be wary of the Washington Post and the New York Times reporting on what is coming up with Horowitz, Graham said. They've been trying over time to spin this thing to diminish its effect, to downplay it. Graham said that this past Monday. I can tell you without any hesitation, Attorney General Barr has every confidence in the world in Mr. Horowitz, Graham added. He believes that he's done a good job, a professional job, and he appreciates the work and the effort he has put into disclosing abuse at the Department of Justice. There's more about this, the Horowitz report, and its underpinnings that has surfaced. So we want to get right to that. We're going to do that when we come back. You sit tight. We'll be here in 60 seconds. TNN, the Truth News Network.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day. The Truth News Network.
TNN. TruthNewsNet.org.
Long live the courageous.
May God bless and keep you always. May you
the tenacious.
May you always do for others.
The ones who push forward
do for you.
And give back.
To the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay.
Long live the greater good.
May you stay.
The helping hand. Those who fall and get back up. And long live the truck with the strength to overcome. The will to outwork. And the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
Dinner, dinner, dinner. Every day you have to think of what's for dinner. Well, now Subway has a solution that is sure to please every person you have to feed for that last meal of the day. It's called Dinner Tonight. Every day after 4 p.m., Subway is offering a Dinner Tonight special, which includes two regular 6-inch subs, two bags of chips, and two 21-ounce fountain drinks, all for just $11.99. This offer is available all day long on Sundays. Subway of Kodiak. Eat fresh.
When Bolshevik Barbie throws shade, you have the weapon of light, the truth.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
So many Americans have been waiting for the release of the Horowitz report that's going to reveal exactly what was going on when this investigation into the Russia collusion allegations against the Trump campaign during the 2016 election cycle. And Michael Horowitz has been hard at it. Lots of speculation about what's there. I really, along with radio host Rush Limbaugh, I've been skeptical, as has Rush, of any blockbuster revelations of Department of Justice and FBI wrongdoing in the Russia probe being included in the Horowitz report. There's a lot of reasons for it. Conservatives for months have been nervously anticipating the story, hoping there will be certain damning information added that will result in criminal referrals to the DOJ for the prosecution of those who conservatives are confident illegally created and maintained the allegations in leading investigations of the Trump campaign during the 2016 election and after that. Many conservatives will be sorely disappointed if no action is recommended by Horowitz. Now remember this, there's a difference between Michael Horowitz, the position of Inspector General, and that of John Durham, who is a federal prosecutor. Durham has gotten the complete authority not only to investigate, he can use subpoenas, he can convene grand juries, subpoena witnesses, issue indictments, even conduct arrests. That's something that an inspector general can't do. Now, Horowitz can recommend to Durham that there are criminal referrals of wrongdoing that Durham can act on if Durham so chooses, but inspector generals can't do that. So I think a lot of people are mixed up about what can and cannot be done. All this means, folks, is that we're set for waiting again for any definitive information about alleged wrongdoing by those in the Obama White House, the FBI under James Comey, the Department of Justice under Attorneys General Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder, and by management at several of the intelligence community departments, specifically John Brennan and James Clapper. Those are the two that have been in the news so much of late. But you know what? This could go all the way back to the Obama White House. How high up? Valerie Jarrett, maybe? Maybe even Barack Obama. I don't know. Susan Rice, National Security Advisor. Also those just below. There are a lot of people that were involved in this, in this investigation, and in everything that led up to it. We just don't know who those people were. Maybe, just maybe, we'll hear about some of that when the Horowitz report comes out. We'll find out. It's just a little bit away. Yep, this is a convoluted and intricate period of digging for the truth. What bothers many Americans is that no one seems to know for sure who are the guys wearing the black hats and who wear the white hats. Are the investigators in all this clean and objective, or are they in the tank for the perpetrators? In other words, millions have queasy stomachs when thinking through all of this. I'm one of those. This really troubles me. Here's what's scariest to me. When I look back on recent history, you know, since cable television really got into the news business and started investigations, true investigations, I'm not even sure who started it. I guess it was CNN when they had some credibility back in the 90s and the early 2000s. And then, of course, Fox News came along, MSNBC, CNBC. They all seem to jump in there. But even if you're liberal or conservative in the news business, at least you're doing some investigation. And Americans are seeing and hearing some things that sometimes are factual, sometimes are not. But on the most part, at least people are talking about things that are happening in our government that we never knew about before. You can bet that even before cable news, there was a whole bunch of stuff going on all along. We just never heard about it. Why? Because nobody was reporting on it. Well, with all of that out there, we know there has been a lot of wrongdoing that has occurred by a lot of different people. And I'm not talking about just Republicans, just Democrats. I'm talking about people that are caught up in the power quest in Washington, D.C. That's what it's all about. It used to be about money way back in, I guess, the 50s and 60s and 70s. But then somebody realized, you know what? When you get power, you get money, plus you get everything else you need. You have all that influence. So money is just one of the pieces of being powerful. So the quest in American politics, since that all was first realized, has become a quest to not only obtain power, but to maintain power so that you can be in the right position at the right time. You know, that's happened all over the earth for a long time, as long as there's been history being recorded. There's always somebody that's got a little more power than somebody else. And whoever doesn't have it wants to get it and is willing to do a lot of things that they normally wouldn't consider doing just so they can get that power. This is nothing new, folks. Corruption in government of every kind has been going on in the world for a long, long time. And even though we didn't know about it, it's been going on in the United States for a long, long time too. That's troubling. But it's factual. And so putting that in the context of the Michael Horowitz report that's about to come out, we just don't know. And when we see and read his report, there are going to be a lot of question marks. There are going to be a lot of fill in the blanks. There are not going to be a lot of absolutes that are included in it, simply because investigations bring up more and more questions. Somebody said something. So when they said that, what did they really mean? Who were they speaking to? Who were they speaking about? And what evidence did they have to make conclusions that they made? And it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. How far can it go? How far will it go? It's gone a long way, and it's gone very, very deep. This one thing I do know, there's a whole lot that we don't know. We may suspect, we may see glimmers of things that we think are there. We may chase rabbits going down a trail that's not real. There's nothing that we think that should be at the end when we get there. That's the frustrating part of this. And that's what the deep state in Washington, D.C. want us to continue. If they can keep us running around in circles and not getting to the truth, they perpetuate what they have now in the way of power, in the way of control. And that's what they want to do. Maintain the status quo. Let's just hope Horowitz opens a crack and lets us see something that John Durham is going to push through in his investigations and bring to the front so that we all can see. We want to know what evil is there and get rid of it when we find it. But you got to find it first. That's what kind of trek we're on right now. Get to the truth. You know what? Here at Truth News Network, we live there every day. And you're right along in there with us. And we're so appreciative. We never take you for granted. We consider you our partners in this. Never hesitate to reach out to us, dan@truthnewsnet.org. Ask questions. Make suggestions. And if you hear or see things, let us hear about them at Truth News Network. We're going to get together. We're going to stay together. We'll be back soon. Until then, you have a great day. Thanks again for joining us. So long, everybody.
When you're fed up with the nagging heartburn of today's lies, how do you spell relief? TNN.